Ladies and gentlemen, this is the World Series of Politics, where Brendan Bussman and Brant Iden race through the turn on key legislative and regulatory developments around the gaming world. As these two come up to the green flag, let's get into this race for expansion and opportunity for the industry to grow until we hit the checkered flag on another episode of the World Series of Politics.
Welcome back to the World Series of Politics podcast. I'm your host, Brant Iden, cruising along at 30,000 feet with my co-pilot, Brendan Bussman, who's not home. Brendan, what undisclosed location are you in now, by the way?
I am not Dick Cheney in an undisclosed location. I am actually in this wonderful country called the United Arab Emirates. Have you heard of it?
I have heard of it. Yes. Thank you.
It is obviously about 12 hours difference from where you're at, hence the reason why it's darker here than lighter where the two of you are at. So, as this show is named the World Series of Politics.
And by the way, you do always beat me up for always wanting to talk about the U.S. You're absolutely right. It is the World Series of Politics. Mm-hmm. And you are out there globetrotting, and we appreciate you bringing back all this great information, my friend.
Well, I do what I can, but, you know, let's talk about another place in the world today, a place that just finally, and I think I can say finally, Hugo, and Brazil has finally moved across the line and actually has legal gaming.
And Hugo, before we jump in, by the way, welcome back to the show, first and foremost. Yeah. But you know what? Round of applause, Hugo. You have been working on
Thank
this.
You.
For a very, very long time, my friend. Round of applause. Jump right in. I mean, tell us about all the – set the stage for us. How's it looking? How are you feeling? What's going on?
I have been – guys, again, thank you so much for the invitation. It's really a pleasure to be here with you and be here talking about something that we all are involved and we all love. As you know, Brendan and I have been talking and meeting in different shows in different places around the world. And he always asks me, you know, my friend, when Brazil going to do something? And I said, nobody knows. I mean, that's the truth. I mean, since 2006, not 16, 2006, when the bingo halls they were shut down and everything. I mean, we are just trying to understand what's going on with Brazil. A lot of unregulated markets going on. And finally, the government understood that something has to be done. And I say the same thing in different panels. It's really a pleasure to me to be part of this market again and being regulated and being part of the conversations involved in everything and making sure that we have the best regulation that's possible. Anyway, Brazil is regulated. Yes, everybody, Brazil is regulated. We started back in the first day of the year, and it was really a struggling moment. You guys can imagine in the 29th, 30th, 31st, when all the operators were waiting for the famous branded reports. Have you heard about branded reports before, my friend Brendan Bussman? I mean, made it happen in Brazil. So each operator had to have the GLI certification, the standard, whatever with the lab is, the game, the RGS, the RNG, the integration, so everything has to be branded, which all labs were really, really, really packed with jobs. They were working 24/7. Some of them, I mean, the ones that are already approved by the SPA were working 24/7. Nobody went to holidays or to Christmas or New Year, whatever, just to deliver. So most of the operators started 2 weeks ago with a very, very limited offer, meaning 3, 4, 5, 6 game providers, because you have to have your branded report, and also you have to finish the integration certification with that branded report. So if you don't have it, you cannot start your certification of the integration. So anyway, it was really complicated times. I mean, we at the very last moment, we didn't have the most successful games with the branded report. So we started January 1st with a very limited. And then we have this whole KYC process that everybody has to do it. So
sure.
People are not used to doing this, putting your face and putting your documents and everything. So it's really...
Because, of course, you don't have to do that in a legal environment. You have to do that in a regulated environment.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Part of the benefits of a regulated
like
environment.
Compliance.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, and to be very, very honest with you, the regulated did a very good job. I mean, the only thing is that they heard from the labs that the labs could handle everything in time, which was not real, was not true, you know. So they really bought this idea of doing everything in 4 months. And all the games, all the providers, all the platforms, everything. So that's the thing. So until the client understand that they have to do KYC in every regulated operator, they think, you know, I don't want to play in this one. I go to the other one. And then they realize that they have to do the same stuff, you know.
Right.
And then they go to another one. They say, okay, I have to do this. There's no way around, you know. So... I'm
welcome
very,
to a regulated environment. Again, coming back to that.
There's a pattern here, I think.
And I'm very happy to be in the regulated environment. And again, the regulated did a very good job because I was seeing in the very last moment some people saying, you know, the regulator, you will postpone this date for February or March. I said, no. He can't do this because politicians... public opinion are really, really waiting for this switch. You know, he cannot miss this timing. If he misses, will be a very, he will be in trouble to, if he misses this timing.
Sure.
So again, very happy to be in the regulated market. Of course, clients, operators, providers are still adapting themselves to this environment. Banks, you know, banks are sending messages. Imagine banks are sending messages to the client saying, you want to do a bank transfer to a sports betting operator. Better if you keep your money and keep with us. See that. You know, so banks are doing this. Imagine they are sending Matt before he completes the transaction, said, do you really want to do this? Keep the money with us. We'll be safer.
Wow.
So, you know, there is yes, that's true.
Wow.
So,
wow.
Yeah, so we have a lot of people against the industry, but again, I very much appreciate and I'm thankful for this regulator that did their job. They did, of course, not 100%. That everything is beautiful. But we are up and running and very happy to be part of it. So I just spoke something about the feeling of the market in the 31st of December, 30th. Everybody was waiting for this branded reports that never arrived. We pushing every single lab every moment. And again, it was a very interesting times to be part of.
So, you know, you mentioned, again, fantastic, by the way, and I think this is going to work out very well. And there's always hiccups along the way, right? Whenever you transition from this illegal market that's been just around for a very, very long time, there's going to be struggles. Let me ask you a question. Obviously, one of the big pushes that I saw, at least from a media perspective, the government trying to make was getting these illegal operators to fold in to the regulated market and not just go away. Just simply say, you know, we still want you here, but we need you to be regulated. We need you to fall under the new government regulations. Obviously, very too early to sort of assess whether or not this has been successful, but what is your feeling early on with this transition? Do you think it's sort of working? Is it not working? Do we have a long way to go? What are your
We have
thoughts?
a long way to go. I have a long way to
Yeah.
go because for it's very fortunate that again the regulator understood that's not only a job of seeking or trying to ban those websites or URLs, because you ban a URL today, you have one other one in the 10 seconds
Correct.
after, and there is no end. So we have a very good, I have a very good relationship, and the industry have a very good relationship with the regulator. And we said the only way for you to block the illegal websites is through Pix, because 95, 98% of the deposits are made through Pix. So if you identify the ones who are processing this Pix for those illegals, we'll block the market. So he already is, they are in conversations with the Central Bank of Brazil. So because the end Pix is a tool from the government, so the government can make sure that those ones that are providing Pix to the illegal market can have their license banned. Anyway, I think that he could bring a lot of people in, and you can see that. I don't have the number exactly, but more than 70 or 80 companies paid the around $5 million for the license, and not all of them got the license yet at the end of the day, because they had some issues with
Sure.
reporting, some
Of course.
issues with the
Yep.
backgrounding, they have some issues with proving the origin of the money, where they paid this license. So it's still going on some processes, which again it's very good for the market. So everybody makes sure it's not only pay, because I know operators that just said to me, "Oh no, do you know what is a branded report?" Said what certification? I have no idea. I just paid the 30 million reais, and I think that I'm gonna get the license. It's not true. So
Right.
it's very good again from the regulator that he understood. Okay, did you pay? Yes. Did you have the paper? No. I'm sorry. You lost 30 million reais. And that's it. I mean, so I think that's a long way to go. Answer your question. It's a long way to go. And I think that we are in the good direction, to be very transparent. And good things are coming. I think that there are other steps that will come very shortly, like providers that have to identify themselves, who are they, where they come from, and have a local company, which brings more certainty for the market as well. I think this regulation is still being constructed, and regulations are always changing and adapting to the better of the industry.
Well, and I think, Hugo, as you talk about that, I go back to what first brought us together as friends, which was testing related back in the day. God, that dates back longer than I care to think about over everything. But, now that you have this moving forward with a regulated market, and obviously it's working, it's sticking, those types of things, I have to ask the question. When's the rest coming?
Always
I
the
think
consummate government affairs guy.
that
Always more. Always
I
more. You can't
mean,
outlive the
he's not
rule
enough for him.
without
Let
him
him.
making the ask. Okay, Brent. All right. What's next?
Hey,
Okay.
Brent, it isn't asking for more. It's
This
asking
poor
for what I
guy's 2 weeks
originally
into
asked
this.
for.
He's 2 weeks into this, and you're busting his chops about the next thing.
No. I'm not busting his chops. I'm going back to what originally brought us together.
I mean, I think,
The
I
sports
mean,
thing and everything else, the online came later. I'm just trying to get back to the original.
the original, I mean, the original thing, it's being studied and debated and over again and again and again, and always the politicians change, and they always think that they have to talk about and go to this commission or that commission and justice and everything. The senator that is bringing this This project is a very good guy. I mean, he's really good intentions. He's traveling and talking to the industry and making sure that he understands everything. That said, I think that we broke up a big step, a barrier now. I mean, we have regulated environment in Brazil, and gaming is regulated in Brazil. So what is the difference between online and land-based, let's say? We can sell forks and knives and everything, you know. So it's another kind of business as well. But I have a good theory that I think that with the state lotteries, I think sometimes I mention this, with the state lotteries, which is also something real in Brazil. So we have federal license and state licenses. And also, but with other products, I mean, with lottery, which brings VLT into the picture, which brings some states are already operating, Brandon, machines, VLT machines. You can see machines in the streets in the state of Maranhão. You can see machines in the state of Paraná, in south of Brazil. Small halls with VLT machines, GLI 14, as far as I can recall. So I think this will push the government and say, we already have the land-based gaming going on. So the VLT is already a reality in Brazil. More and more states are coming with this. So that will help to push the government to understand that they need to regulate the land-based environment as well. So when, Brandon, if I would say to you, I think the 2025 will be the year, but wait, please. At the right time, I will
But
invite you
wait, please.
to
I like that. I mean, let's look at it though. If you think about it though, Hugo, that was really the transition that the lawmakers really got comfortable with the online space. This was already happening. I mean, it's the same thing, right? I mean, they see the VLT machines, they see them, and it was the
yes,
same
that's
thing
a reality.
online.
There
And
is
it
no
just
way
took,
back.
yes. And it just took the education, and it takes time. Look, every just as a former lawmaker, I can tell you, it don't come quick. We take a long time to educate us.
And you know, I have seen friends that operate those VLTs, and the police comes and bring the machines out, and then they took the machines out, and they took 4 or 5 days a week, 10 days to prove to them that those machines are under lottery environment and with this permission and under this standard. So you have time to educate them as well that something real and regular and everything 100% regulated. So it take time. It'll take that. So once the lawmakers understand that the VLTs is already a reality, and also takes time to educate them what is a VLT machines, where RNG machines. So
Right.
it's another thing for them to. So it's. I think that's from us, from the industry, to understand it's part of our business as well to educate them and make sure that they understand what is the difference of VLT, everything. So personally, I'm doing this. I'm happy to do this because they are not know everything. They can't know everything and understand about everything. So it will take time, but it's something that there's no way back. I mean, the state lottery is a reality. Online environment is a reality. Sometime this year, I think they are gonna vote for the land-based environment as well.
If there's anybody that can get it done, Hugo, it's you. Out there, one lawmaker at a time.
Brandon,
We'll get through, my
I will
friend.
call you personally in the same very
No,
day.
I know. I have a standing ticket ready to go. The bag is packed and ready to head south.
I mean, those bags are packing for what, 10 years already?
Oh,
Or
yeah, the bags
no,
are always packed.
at
Yeah,
least.
Hugo, the bags are always packed. Don't let him fool you. It's just a the guy's got a constant go bag. I don't know. I don't know what he's really doing. Who
I
knows?
got made fun of for my go bag today after the meeting. Everybody's like, "That's your go bag, isn't it?" I said, "Yeah, it is."
Hugo, thanks for joining us. We always
My
appreciate the
pleasure.
update. Congratulations again, my friend.
Brant, before we end, we
Yes.
forgot to, and I'm going to congratulate Hugo for obviously being a regular, but he's on our 41st episode. We forgot to celebrate at our last episode when I had my wonderful headgear.
The buffalo.
The Buffalo, yes. Our 40th episode. So, we're growing old here. We're over the hill, right?
We are getting there. Don't remind me on that. But yes, we are getting there. Welcome and thank you for being on the 41st episode of the show, Brent.
My pleasure. My pleasure, as
Yes.
usual.
This has been another episode of the World Series of Politics podcast with your host, Brent Iden and Brendan Bussman.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the World Series of Politics podcast with Brendan Bussman and Brent Iden. We'll be back at the starting line very soon. This has been an IGB production. For the latest news, views, analysis, and data on the global gaming industry, head to igamingbusiness.com.